Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
So every Friday after the 5:30 news throughout the summertime, we bring you Destination Illinois, sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Destination Illinois takes a look at unique attractions and neighborhoods and landmarks across the land of Lincoln. And this week we're taking a look at the world famous burger joint in Martinsville, Illinois, called the Moonshine Store. And to tell us a little bit more about it, owner-operator Jackie Tuttle. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Really nice to have you on the show. Martinsville, Illinois, for those who may not have been downstate from us, where is Martinsville?
Off of Interstate 70, we are, Martinsville is right along Interstate 70, close to Terre Haute, Indiana, not too far from the east side of the line. State line. We are about 10 miles south out of Martinsville, kind of out in the country in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. Well, that's not what I hear with the like people stand in line to get your burgers. So
yes, it
can't be in the middle of nowhere.
Yes, they drive country roads to come see us.
How about that? So, yeah.
I know. It's great.
It must make you feel fantastic. Now, the Moonshine Store, can you give me just a little of the history? I know it goes back to 1912.
Yes. The store was built in 1912. The original store was built in like 1885, and it burnt. And then the brothers got together and built this store in 1912 on the corner, which people ask how it got its name, and it has nothing to do with alcohol. The old folklore is that it was the way the moon shined on a puddle of water is how moonshine got its name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it started out as a general store. We were told that, I mean, well, we know it had a post office. It was a one-stop shop kind of thing. And then I guess they said even like its own zip code. So it was its own town, and then as the years went on, people started, and in the 50s is when they actually started cooking sandwiches, because back then people didn't go to town, and so it was groceries and everything, and then the family before Helen owned it started the sandwiches, or two families before that, started the sandwiches for oil field workers, farmers in the area, and then it was just continued with the Meisner family and then with Helen, the Tuttle family.
Right.
But it's just grown. I mean, we've grown. Now we are strictly just a restaurant. I would say in the early 90s is when Helen quit carrying any type of staple groceries.
Right, but it has nothing at all to do with the beverage known as moonshine.
No, there is no alcohol, and we are actually in a dry township, so
Will
never be alcohol.
Really?
Yes, our township is dry.
Interesting.
So now people bring it, but we cannot sell it. We have nothing to do with it.
Okay. All right. Now, see, I thought maybe, you know, you had manufactured some kind of new story of why it was called that way. But if you're a dry county, then that corroborates your story there.
Yes.
So talk to me about these burgers now, because that's really what this is about. The Moonshine Store is maybe one of the most famous burger joints in the state of Illinois. What makes your burgers so amazing?
Honestly, it's good hamburger. We our hamburger's fresh, it's never frozen, and we patty it every day. They come in 5-pound chub or 5-pound rolls, and we hand patty. They're 1/2-pound burgers, and we really don't add seasoning. My mother-in-law always said they were made with love, but that's what Helen always used to say. But it's honestly, it is just, it's good hamburger, and it's fresh.
And no seasoning and whatsoever on it. How interesting.
No. You can put salt and pepper on if you want.
If you want to put it on, but it's not cooked with it. Now, are you putting them on a, are they grilled or are they fried?
They are actually on a griddle. It used to be a cast iron griddle, but over the years as we've grown, Helen actually started cooking when she bought it. The ladies cooked on a pancake griddle.
Huh.
If you think of your Presto pancake griddle.
Sure.
And then she went to two, and then one of the coffee guys in the area bought her first grill, like griddle grill.
Yeah.
and it was cast iron, and we could fit like 24 burgers if you worked it in there.
Right.
You could get them on. And now we work with three bigger grills. We can fit somewhere around 40 to 50 on a grill, and we'll run three of those, say, on a Saturday.
How about
today
that?
We were busy. We run two.
Okay, so how many burgers do you think you sold today?
We keep count, and why the count ever come about, I have no idea. That was something that started before Helen bought it. We sold 340.
Boy, that Helen is famous there.
She is. She really, she's my mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. Now I understand more. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So how many burgers today?
342 is what we sold today.
Wow.
Yeah. We started about 10:30 and we cooked up just a little past 12:30 today.
Yeah. And a lot of places that sell burgers, you know, they're these very designer burgers with fried egg on them. And, you can't even hold it in your hand. It's so big. Do you serve burgers like that, or is it just the meat and the buns?
It's the meat and the buns and cheese. No special cheese, no special bun.
Okay.
Your buns aren't toasted or grilled.
Well, you shouldn't be.
And then we have a lot of condiments. And through the week, tell us what you want to put on it, and we'll put it on for you. We have several Amish relishes that we use, different mustards, and a couple different pickles. We have a homemade pickle that we use.
Okay.
And then people just tell us. On Saturdays, we actually set up a condiment bar, but through the week, you tell us and we dress it up for you.
And you do the pre-orders. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a real pleasure to talk to you today and to get to meet you and to learn.
It is nice to talk to you.
A little bit more about the Moonshine Store, which is in Martinsville, Illinois. You know, people are, getting out and doing road trips, because they don't want to travel too far. Or get on planes or anything. So these, little day trips, like down to Martinsville, for example, come on down and get your buns toasted. That could be your slogan for the...
We don't toast our buns, though. So don't make that the slogan.
Okay, come on down and don't get your buns toasted.
Come on down and have a burger.
Get whatever you want toasted, but not your buns.
Yes. You can sit outside at the picnic tables and get a nice pan.
It's moonshineillinois.com if you want to get more information. Jackie Tuttle, very nice to talk to you, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, and you too.
Thank you. That's our Destination Illinois for this week. And join us every Friday right after the 5:30 news for the new destination in Illinois. Now let's get a check of the weather and traffic with Iridian Fierro.